very much for inviting me here and giving me an opportunity to share something what I have heard and what I have read in Srila Prabhupada's books. What I gather from Prabhuji that all of you are meeting here quite regularly, almost over more than 2 years. And it's a very nice congregation, and the most inspiring thing what I can tell you today, what I'm feeling is that the way all of you are doing kirtan, with this whole row of young children sitting in front, and this gives a big hope to us that this is what we want to give our children, the value, the culture, the Vedic lifestyle which is so rich for us. And being in such a country which is externally doesn't look very favorable, but being in this country, I think this is one of the congregation where I am seeing the maximum number of children sitting out over here. So I must congratulate all of you for taking your children so well. And I also must thank each and every one of you who are being so good children. And I am sure you all are going to inspire me continuously during the class also. Thank you very much. Yesterday when Prabhu told me that if I can share something, I was just saying if there is a festival which is coming nearby, and I did not see anything coming till all the way till next weekend, then we are going to have Dashera. Dashera is also called as Vijaya Dashmi, right? And what is this Vijaya Dashmi? Is for Vijay, because Vijay is the victory of whom?
Rama.
Correct. On? Ravan. What is this victory of Rama over Ravan represent? Okay, I'm going to ask for Kirik. If they don't answer, the elders will get chance. Okay? So what does it represent? The victory of Ram over Ravan, so it represents victory of Ram. Represents yes, Ram is dharma or religion or good over evil, right? We all want to become Ram or following the footsteps of Ram. Anybody here wants to become follower of Ravana? Right? We always see our children, our parents and the elders, when they have kids, Mataji is pregnant here, right? So when we think that, oh, I will get a child and I am going to give them names, nobody thinks to keep name Ravana, right? Ravana, Kumbhakarna, right? You can think of keeping the name Ram, Lakshman, Gopal, Bharat, but nobody wants to keep Ravana name, right? Why? Because we understand the association of this name with the qualities, is it not? So, that's why I'm going to discuss. I'm sure most of us know Ramayana quite well. And immediately I can hear yes from the Chinese children here. So, I'm so happy that they know. So, I'm going to take a small part of Ramayana and discuss how do we apply in our life. What do we learn? We all know Ramayana. But at the end, what do we say? Ram was Lord. It was much higher yuga, it was Treta Yuga, correct? So everything was just nice. What's so big deal? But in Kali Yuga, how do I apply Ramayana in my life? It's not really important to know the scripture. It's more important to see how we apply the scripture in our life. Otherwise, as most of the people nowadays say, Bhagavad Gita is good, but how do I apply Bhagavad Gita in my life? It's not practical. Everyone thinks like that, but it is practical. May it be Ramayana, may it be Mahabharata, may it be Bhagavad Gita. So I'm going to just sing for 2 minutes instead of Jai Radha Madha, because we're going to discuss about Lord Ram. I'm going to sing Lord Ram's name today, and then we'll start a small katha on Lord Ram and teaching from Lord Ram.
Okay?
Gets the mercy, and the persons who are hearing also gets mercy. This is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that the audience, Vakta and Shrota, and the speaker, Vakta, both are equally benefited. right? So the process of hearing and chanting as given in our parampara is like this, that when the speaker or the person who leads the kirtan will sing a line or a bhajan or kirtan, a line, that time what do? We hear attentively and absorb that holy name in our heart by keeping the whole concentration on the holy name through ears. Next, what do? We follow. When we follow, then we all of you sing, and that time what does the person who was leading us? Now I get an opportunity to get this holy name going from my ears and get to absorb on it. Okay? So I will sing one line, then all of you hear that line, and next time all of you sing, and then I'll okay? Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So, I'm going to take something from Ramayana and I'm going to start with Ayodhya. In Ayodhya, who was the king?
Dasharath.
Right? In the beginning, it was Dasharath. And Dasharath had how many wives?
Four.
Okay, so we all know three wives, as the children said. Actually, Dasharath had 340 wives, out of which these three were the main wives about whom we always hear. You might have heard that Parshuram was very angry on Kshatriyas and he was almost going around and killing all the Kshatriyas, and 21 times he made the earth almost, not all, but almost kneel of Kshatriyas. You know this? Right? Only one place if a Kshatriya he would not kill was if a Kshatriya was getting mad. And that is why whenever he would be coming, Dasharath would get married. And like that he had 340 wives. He had a lot of opulence. He had the praja, the subjects were very happy, completely satisfied. There were no problems in his kingdom. But still, this material world is called as Dukhalayam Asashvatam. May it be Satyuga, may it be Treta Yuga, may it be Kaliyuga or any yuga, material world always remains miserable. So he also had one sadness in his heart, and that was
his wife. He doesn't have any child.
Yes, because he did not have any son. He did not have a son. Does it mean that he had a daughter?
No.
Yes, he did have a daughter. He had a daughter whose name was Shanta, which was given away to one of his very close friend called as King Romapad, who did not have any child. So he had given Shanta to Romapad and he was thinking that he would get next one, but after that he never got any child. So the first lesson which we learn, that you may have all the opulence in the world, you might have all the comforts, you might have all luxuries, and you might be as great as King Dasharath. He was really great, but still material world will not spare you. There is no question of escaping difficulty or obstacle or something lacking in your life. Is there anybody here in this room who can say, we have everything that we desire and there is no problem in our life? Anybody? Why? Because the material world is made like that. Material world is also called as Karagraha. It means prison house. And in prison house, you might have some facilities, but it can never make a person inside completely happy. There are only two people in this world who can be happy. Either they are Atmaram, they are self-satisfied, or they are mad. None of us are here Atmaram or mad, and that's why we are not happy. Right? This is the nature of material world. But I can ask you, why did God make this material world so painful? Doesn't He love us? He's our God, He's our Father, right? God is our Father. The Father wants to keep children happy, isn't it? So why God doesn't want to keep us happy in this world? Why did He make it in such a way that there is always some other problem in life? Why? Does not He love us? Or is His love effective? Anybody? I think this question will go to the elders, right? Okay, children have passed it on to you. So you get some chance, otherwise they always score, you know, before any one of you. Why did this Lord make this material world a defective piece? Why has He made it a Dukhalaya place? Why there is no chance of being completely happy in this world? Why did He do so? Anybody? Some guess? I have to ask you a question because I have to keep you awake, no? Otherwise you some of you might fall asleep. Anybody wants to try?
He wanted us to go to all
Okay, so one Mataji is saying that one reason is that he wants us to grow through difficulty. Start with difficult time and then we grow through it. That's one of the good reasons, but that's not the main reason. The main reason is that if the Lord keeps us completely happy, why will we ever think of going back to Him? This is a prison house. If the government gives all best of the facilities in the prison house, which prisoner would like to go out?
Politicians.
Politicians. Right?
Best of
all. So, the main reason that the prison house will have some effect, so that there will be some inclination, someday the prisoners will feel that, let's go to a freedom world where I'll be more happy, completely happy. To inspire us, to make us think that let's go to the spiritual world which is completely happy place. And that is the reason out of His love He gives us faith. Okay? So first lesson which we learn from this Ramayana is that material world does not spare anyone. Correct? So if when we get difficulties in our life, we should not think, Bhagavan aisa mere sath mein kyon kar raha hai? Why the Lord is doing so bad things to me? I have never done anything bad to anybody else, at least in my memory. But still I have some difficulties. Why bad thing happens to good people? Do you, any one of you get this question? I did not hurt anybody in my life, at least not intentionally. But why do I get difficulty in my life? Do we get such questions? It's just that I'm a doctor, I'm going to give you a medical example. If I have a disease developing, if there is no pain, I will not go to doctor. I will never get cured. So pain is not bad. Pain makes a person think and work on the treatment which will make him completely cured. The pain which Lord sends in our life may be because of our karmas, but the intention is not to torture us, but to make us feel that how can I get out of this miserable world forever? He wants to take us back to His own world, spiritual world, where we will have no suffering. He is waiting for us. This is the first lesson which we learn from Dasharatha Maharaj. So Dasharatha Maharaj, when he was sad that he did not have a child, what did he do? When we have some pain, when we have some guilt, or maybe we have some obstacle or problems in our life, what can we do? We can have two options. We can feel sad, blame others, blame God or blame somebody else, and then take shelter of drugs, alcohol, bad company, or we can go into a cycle which will take us down, or we can go to a doctor, correct? We can go to a right person. So second lesson which we learn is, difficulties are going to come in every person's life. What we do during difficulty is our choice. Either we can blame somebody, feel self-pity and then just don't get cured, or find out what is the solution. He took shelter or consultation of Vasishtha Muni, who was their priest, and he asked him, can something be done for me to be blessed by a son? And indeed, Vasishtha Muni did a Putra Kameshki Yajna, and then he was blessed with how many sons?
Four.
So the sons' names are, okay, raise your hands one by one. Those who have not answered, I will ask them. Yes, you say one son? Ram.
Lakshman.
Bharat. One more? So four sons. I'm telling you, I'm really very happy to hear all these things from this future generation. This is our future and this makes us feel proud of our future. Please remember that all these things, whatever has been given to you, is very, very valuable. Never leave this and hold this process very, very strongly. You all will do? Then we all will feel very proud of all of you. So he went to Vasishtha Muni, and Vasishtha Muni did and yagya, and then he was blessed with four sons. Then that time, Lord Brahma told all the demigods that Lord is going to come on a mission and Lord will descend as Lord Ram in the dynasty of Sun. And you all go and take part in his pastime. When we do activities, our activities are karma. But Lord's karmas are not ordinary. And that's why they are not called as karma, they are called as leelas. So all the demigods were inspired to take part in Lord's pastime. And then they send their energies to different monkeys. So now the question goes back to all the kids. Okay? So Hanuman was son of
Anjana.
Yeah. So which demigod?
Vayu.
Okay. Then Sugriva. Sugriva was son of anybody else? Sugriva was son of sun god. Bali Maharaj was son of Indra. Brihaspati sent his energy in the form of Tara. And Varuna Dev sent his energy as Susena. So like this, millions of monkeys and bears that have descended were actually come down from various demigods to take part in the pastimes of the Lord. And Uddhava in Bhagavatam, he says that great is that Lord who accepts the service of every living entity including monkeys and bears. If any one of us are going to a 5-star hotel, we will get very nicely dressed, we will get our family nicely dressed. Sometimes people don't mind taking their dog, but do you take monkeys? But see the mercy of Lord Ram, that he was moving around and he was getting himself associated with whom? Monkeys and bears. He did not feel ashamed. Why? Because he was accepting the love of these monkeys. If he can accept the service of these monkeys, why will he not accept our service if we offer the same love? And this is the next lesson, that Lord is Bhavagrahi. He is Bhakta Vatsala. He accepts anything and everything, whatever is offered with love and devotion. He does not discriminate between his children. May you be in a animal species or human species or demigod species. Who will be so hard-hearted not to take shelter of such a Lord? Why should we doubt that this Lord, should we take shelter or should I take shelter of some demigod? Why should we think twice? If this Lord, I tell you what is beautiful pastime. You all have heard that Vibhishana came to take shelter of Lord Ram, correct? He abandoned his brother Ravana and he comes to take shelter with his two ministers. He was in the air and he sent message to Lord Ram that I want to take shelter of you. And Ram called for his ministers and he asked, what should we do? Sugriva, Bali, Hanuman, he was asking everybody, Jampan. Everybody said, no. If this person who is finally born in a demoniac family, if he cannot be loyal to his own brother, how can you expect him to be loyal to you? How can we have an enemy person in our camp? Maybe he has come as a spy. There's only one person in Ram's camp who said Vibhishan should be given shelter. And who was that?
Hanuman.
Ram accepted the advice of Hanuman, and that time Lord Ram said very beautiful thing. I'm sure many might have heard.
What is the reason, Madhaji?
What is the reason?
Why he recommended that to accept
Hanuman? Because Hanuman had already been there before, and Hanuman had already heard Vibhishana chanting the name of Lord Ram. So he had already seen it first. Second thing is that Hanuman is a pure devotee of the Lord.
And
being
Rama,
pure
Rama
devotee of the Lord, he understands what is in Lord's heart. And this is what I'm going to say is what was in Lord's heart. That time, Lord says that all of you, Sugriva, Jampan, Bali, even if he is a part of enemy, just because he has come to take my shelter, I have taken vow today that anyone who takes my shelter and tells once in this life, that, oh Lord, I am yours. I will give him abhayadan, fearlessness. There is no doubt about it. And that time Lord said that even if today Ravana comes, I will forgive you. And Hanuman knew this magnanimity of Lord Rama. So he accepted, and Vibhishan was, that same time he was coronated. You all know that he was coronated, that in future he will be the king of Lanka once Ravana was destroyed. That time Lord Rama was asked that today you already coronated Vibhishan to make him king of Lanka, and you just now said that even if Ravana comes today to beg forgiveness, you will forgive him. What if tomorrow Ravana comes and asks forgiveness? You will have to forgive him. Then who will become the king? Lord Ram said, I will give Ravana Ayodhya. And then he said that Bharat is already at this moment the king of Ayodhya. Lord Ram said, I will give my Vaikuntha Loka to Bharat and I will become servant of all this world. Why should we doubt the loyalty, the compassion, the magnanimity in the heart of our Lord? Why should not we take one step to take shelter of such a great Lord? This is one important thing we must learn. That if Lord has said once, if we say, oh Lord, I am yours, he will accept us. At this moment, close your eyes, concentrate on your heart, think Lord Ram is here, and call out loudly, tell, oh Lord Ram, I am yours. Can we all do this? Close your eyes with all your hearts, with all available sincerity. Raise your hands and say, oh Lord, I am yours.
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 Hare Ram.
And see, the way we have taken shelter, Lord will take charge of our life. So Lord, give shelter also to monkeys. That was the next lesson, then why should we not take shelter? Then we all know that all the four children started growing, and Valmiki comes, sorry, Vishwamitra comes to take Ram and Lakshman to kill the demons. Right? That time Ram was as young as how many years old? 12 years old. Very young. And Dashrath Maharaj's age was how much, anybody knows? Anyways, it's not, if you don't know, you cannot guess it. He had already ruled the kingdom for 36,000 years. So, after so many years, he was blessed with a son. And Vishwamitra comes and says that, I want your two children, Ram and Lakshman, to kill the demons. How would you feel? Would you let your sons go? He had not even finished his training. And Dasharath told, if you want, I will come with my whole army. Please do not take my children. They are not even enough trained. And that time Vishwamitra says, either they go with me or your dynasty will be ruined. I will get very angry and then I will curse you. Again Vasishtha comes to give advice, and he tells Dasharatha that please have faith in Vishwamitra. He himself is actually a Kshatriya. But because now he is in the role of a Brahmana, he is going to take your children, and your children are not ordinary. And Vishwamitra has so many beautiful and powerful weapons that if required, he will give those weapons and it will increase the strength of Ram and Lakshman. So then finally Dasharatha agreed to send his children with Vishwamitra. Lesson number 3. So many times we come on our life at crossroads, whether to do this, whether not to do this. We know something is good, something is not, but our attachments, especially to our young ones, how to give away? It's not easy. But only one thing should be the guiding principle in our life. Is this good for mine or my children's or my family's or whomever is concerned? Is good for their spiritual progress? If yes, we should do that. It may be very painful. It's not easy. Spiritual life is not easy. It cannot be expected to get very cheap. We You have to give this one life, and then what we get in return is eternal life. Sometimes we think, I have to give my 40 years, 70 years of my life. These children can think of 70 years. We have already crossed half of our life. We don't have more than 40, 30, 40, 50 years, right? Why can't we give 30, 40, 50 years left to Krishna or to Lord Ram? What do we get in return? Eternal life. Is it a bad bargain? It's absolutely not a bad bargain. And this is what is our next lesson, that again and again, life will bring us to crossroads. Life is not going to be smooth. We will have to face challenges and we will have to make decisions. But the decision, if it is based on one central principle, is this good for my spiritual life? The rest will fall into place. I'll give a simple example. I just now saw in that room that there is a small arrow game. You see the circles and then you stand and you just shoot an arrow, right? So like that, there were two people who were shooting and practicing. So a person came and saw that one person, when he's shooting, the circles are there and the shot is somewhere, not in the center, somewhere all spread out. But another person, he has circles and arrows just in the center of every circle. And he was amazed. This person, second person, looks amazingly great that he exactly shoots in the center of every circle. So he was waiting to see what is happening, how he is so good. But the first person was drawing a circle. He would come and he would try to shoot in the center and it would go somewhere off center, slightly at least. The other person was smart. He would come, he would shoot, wherever the bullet would go, around it, it would make it circle. So simple. What is the lesson? What we do is, we make our priorities in life and then we try to put Krishna in the center, but somewhere off it goes. But if we put Krishna in the center and then make all our life around it, it will just be perfect. And this is what is the next lesson we learn in our life. Priority on every crossroad. Ask yourself, is this good for my spiritual life? Is this going to bring me closer to Krishna and his devotees? Is this going to be bringing me somewhere closer to devotees? Yes, choose that. Very simple, basic principles. But simple to know, not easy to follow. It is going to have challenges. But understand, every challenge, when we take up, whenever we have difficult time, when we show ourselves to Lord that I am going to be always guided by you, he will protect us. Time and again, Lord has shown his devotees never finish. Next lesson. So Lord Ram was sent with Vishwamitra, and we know that he first killed Tataka, then he killed Subahu, and then he threw Marich 800 miles away, right? And then once the sacrifice of Vishwamitra was done, then Vishwamitra invited Ram and Lakshman to go to Mithila. Then he went to Mithila, then went to meet Janak Maharaj, and they asked Janak Maharaj, Vishwamitra asked that, we have heard that you have got that very strong bow of Lord Shiva. Can we see that bow? And can Lord Ram, you just said, can this child Ram see that bow? It's supposed to be very attractive and we've heard so much about it. At that time, Dashrath Maharaj told that this bow was actually given by Lord Shiva to his dynasty. It is so heavy that 500 strong men are required to carry or shift this bow. But in young age, when once Janak Maharaj saw that when Sita was cleaning that temple area, with her left hand she lifted the bow and with the right hand she cleaned that area. And Janak Maharaj was struck. And he realized that my daughter is not ordinary. And that time he announced that at least I should find a person to find a suitable match. That person should be able to at least lift this bow, minimum. And that's why he had announced that whoever can string this bow only can get married to Sita. And after that, he had tried multiple times Swayamvara would be held. People would come and nobody would be able to budge that bow. And he was almost losing hope that any time will I ever be able to get my daughter married. I'm not sure whether any one of you know that even Ravana had come for the Swayamvara and he had also tried but could not move the bow. So when he saw Lord Ram, he got some hope that maybe this child or this young boy may be able to go. And then yes, we all know that Ram not only strung the bow, but he also just broke it very easily and then they were married. So one simple lesson here is, this is just a Vedic injunction that a girl is always married. Nowadays when marriages are done, what do they see? Externals. Right? How much money they have, how much educated they have, all these things. The basic quality which Vedas or the scripture describe that they should be married according to their qualities. And one of the important injunctions is that the girl should be married to a person who is more qualified spiritually, so that she can follow the husband and husband follows guru, and this is how they connect to final parampara. So the marriage was done and they came back, and now Dashrath was feeling completely happy. But again, this is Dukhalayam Asashvatam. The happiness did not exist for a long time. And we all know that who was the person who was... So when Dashrath decided, first Dashrath thought that maybe now I should crown Ram as the crown prince. He did not take though he was a monarch, he did not take an independent decision. He called his main minister called Sumantara and he asked him, what do you think? And he said, completely agreed. Now you are old enough, you should take rest and you should now completely get more engaged into your spiritual life and let Ram take over the charge of Ayodhya. And then he also consulted all the ministers. And then it was announced that Ram will be crowned as a crown prince just the next day. Everybody was happy. But what was the condition of Kaikai? Kaikai was?
Jealousy.
Happy?
Jealousy.
He was happy?
Jealousy.
Kaikai was happy?
No.
Yes. Kaikai was happy. Kaikai love. It is described in Ramayana. And Kaikai loved Ram more than her own son Bharat. When after getting married, all the four boys came back, Kaikai from her father was given gold palace. Like the Dahej Medhata. So she had got. And that she gifted to Sita, not to Bharat's wife. Yes, she had so much of love for Ram, it was obviously known to everybody that she had unflinching faith and love for Ram more than even for Bharat. But one person was not happy, and that was Mantra. Mantra came and told Kaikeyi, are you alright? Is your brain in the right place or no? Tomorrow, when Ram gets coronated and when he becomes king, Kaushalya is going to be the Rajmata and you will become the servant of Kaushalya. So, this is the next lesson. Mantra started dividing. This is your son against other children. What is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita? First sloka, Udrashtra Vacha. What does he say?
Dharmakshetre Kurukshetre Samayasa Yusava Mamaka Pandavas Chaiva.
He says Mamaka Pandava. The dynasty was called as Kuru dynasty, and according to that all the children in the dynasty should have been called as Kauravas. But he divided mine and Pandu's children. This is called as separatist mentality. This is what exactly Mathura did, separatist mentality. And problem starts when we have separatist mentality. Is it important for us in life? Very important. As our movement grows, we are going to have multiple and multitudes of disciples of Srila Prabhupada around the world growing. Don't we? We have so many devotees growing, and it's a happy problem. It's nice. But if we start fighting Damodar Desh versus Avatari Desh versus this Desh versus that Desh, this Guru, that Guru, what will happen? We will break. We will break. Prabhupada said, ISKCON has problem. If it breaks, it will break only from within, from inside. If we all will keep united, we can win over the whole world. We can convert, not convert, we can actually give Krishna consciousness to every soul. But for this we require one thing. Keep away Manthara separatist mentality. We all are Prabhupada's children. Wherever we may be connected, finally we are connected to Srila Prabhupada. And together, as a whole, in the form of the mood of unity, if we work to please Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, finally we will be successful. Anytime, any one of us, we start having Mantra mentality, we will do harm to the whole institution and to Srila Prabhupada, then actually any benefit. Very important for our movement today. So Kaikai, who was having so much of love, but till what time can I?
I think this is fast.
Okay, you let me know when
yeah.
I can stop. Okay, because I generally don't stop very easily. So, Kaikai, who had so much of love, got affected by Mantra because of association. And this is the next lesson in life. Association, association, association. If you have two choices, either you can associate or you can chant. What is more important?
Chant.
Association.
Association and good chant.
But if one person can do only one, do association. Why? In association you will start chanting again. But if you think you will chant alone without association, you will stop. Without association, we will never be able to progress. Rupa Goswami says, ekante iki bhakti. Utpar eva kalpate. If you think ekantiki bhakti, if you think you can do alone Hari Bhajan, it's not possible. Utpar eva kalpate. It will just produce disturbance in the society. Association is very important, but at the same time, association of those who are strong, those who are enthusiastic, those who are devoted. When your children come home from school, one thing which every parent wants to ask is what? In school, my child is moving around with which other child? If you think that some children are naughty, they have habit of using bad words, you will tell your child, don't sit with that child, don't you? Correct. Why? Because from association, we pick up everything. A dust takes association of water, it becomes mud and comes under the feet. But the same dust, it takes association of breeze or air, it can go and sit on the crown of a king. It's the same dust. And association is important. You have this Sangha every week, Prabhu?
Yes, trying to have it every week.
So, sometimes you might feel that I can do my sadhana at home, I can read Bhagavad Gita at home, everything is available on books. And nowadays, even if you don't have books, there is some God, Google God. You type something, anything under the sun and 100,000 references available. Why do we need association? We have association of internet. We have association. We can have daily darshan. Sit here and do the darshan of Bombay, Los Angeles, Mayapur, Vrindavan, Damodar Desh. Wherever you have temples, you can have darshan of all the temples. Is it not? Is it sufficient? It is not. We need association. Yes, if we are in Siberia, if we do not have any association, we have to sort through this internet association of books, of lectures, of kirtan. But never minimize this association of Sangha what you are having. this association will take, give you that strength, which will give you the strength to go over next few days to be prepared. And even if elders can do sometimes without physical association, your children, I can bet it for you. You don't get them up for association, they don't meet their friends, very soon they will go. At the same time, they come regularly, the way they will learn in association of their friends, you can never teach them. So let us minimize association of your Sangha. Wherever local Sanghas are going on, please be regular and try and make it maximum for you. It is going to affect maximum to us. It helps us, but at the same time, it helps others. If we do not go 2 weeks, I don't want to go. I think I'm okay at home. The next time, other Mataji who is staying next to me, okay, this time I will also stay at home. We give negative vibrations. It reduces the enthusiasm of others also. And that is why sometimes we may not feel enthusiastic. My body is aching, I'm very tired. And it might be genuine. But when we don't feel enthusiastic, what we have to do? Parampara Kriya Prabhu, you know. If you do not feel enthusiastic, you act enthusiastic. Yes. In devotional life, I'm just giving you an example. Kirtan is going on. I'm not sure whether you dance here, badly or no, but if you are having a dancing kirtan going on, right? And nice kirtan is going on, and somebody says, oh, I just want to sit and relax and I'm feeling very sleepy. Others also will start feeling sleepy. Even if you don't feel like dancing, you start dancing. Others will start dancing and you will feel enthusiastic automatically. So, association is very important and we must take an extra step sometimes. We might have to stretch ourselves to take association, but never take it cheaply. Out of A, B, C, D, A is most important. With association, you will read books, you will chant, you will read prasadam, you might be doing everything else, but if association is not there, 1, 2, 3 will go away. That is the next thing, association. And last, when Lord Ram, we all know that then Madhura changed the mind of Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi asked for the 2 boons and Dasharatha was so disheartened that he was completely shattered. And yet he was telling Kaikeyi that even if you want Bharat to be made crown prince or the king, I'm fine. But at least don't send Ram for 14 years of exile. At least do this much. But she was adamant. Why? Anybody knows why 14 years? Anybody knows why 14 years? Why not 10 years, 15 years, 13 years? 14 years. And who had given this idea of 14 years? Mantara. Even that lady Mantra knew Mano Samhita. Today, if a person goes missing, for how many years, if the person is not found, is taken as gone? How many years? Anybody knows? Legally? 7 years. Okay. Mano Samhita says, when a person is away or out of touch for 14 years, that person is taken as lost. And Mantra, even being a servant, knew this. And that's why she said that Ram should be away for 14 years, having hope that in 14 years, the people will completely forget about him. Even when he comes by, Bharat will continue to be the ruler. So Dasharatha was completely disheartened. And Kaikeyi is told that please call Ram here because I don't think Dasharatha is going to take any action at this moment. Lord Ram came. And when he came, when he was told that Maharaj Dasharatha wants to speak to you and he is in the chamber of Kaikeyi, obviously he was expecting that now my father is going to tell me that tomorrow is your crowning ceremony. And when he was coming, whole Ayodhya was celebrating. Whole Ayodhya was celebrating a festival. Everyone was so happy. He came inside and he saw. And just in that air, he realized that there is some difference. He saw that the father was almost as if he had no life. So he asked, what happened? And Dasharatha could not speak. And that time Kaikeyi said, maybe your father is not going to be able to say it. So if you want, I will say what is to be told to you. So he said, okay, please tell me why my father is so sad. And that time when he revealed, these are the two boons I have asked for. And what was Ram's reaction? Bas, only that much? My father, you also could have easily told me this. It's nothing to worry. It's completely fine. And anyhow, I'm just recently married. If I was going to be king, then maybe I would not have even been able to spend some time with my newly wedded wife. It's a good time for me to spend some good time. It's no problem at all. And then he was going out. And Valmiki Raman describes, just few moments ago when he was coming inside, and just few moments later when he's going out, the festivities is going the same thing. Everything is going the same because people do not know. But Ram was completely Hira, was not affected. Neither he was jubilant when he knew that he is going to be king, nor he was depressed when he realized that he has to be go for exile. And this is one quality in Bhagavad Gita. Again and again and again, Krishna has told. What is that? He says, coming out of dualities of life. Matra sparshav sukonteya sintoshna sukadukada. Happiness and distress will come, O son of Bharata. One must learn to tolerate it without being disturbed. Each one of us are going to have high and low in life. Life is never going to be smooth or bed of roses. It only happens probably in the Hindi movies at the end. Right? Life does not give you simple, beautiful experiences all the time. But we are not the exception. Why to worry? We have to learn to tolerate it without being disturbed. How? It's just the consciousness. It's the mind which causes happiness or distress. What is your most favorite dish? What do you like to eat most? Dosa. You like to eat dosa, right? Gulab jamun. So if you like something, you're very hungry. You're really hungry and you've got the best gulab jamuns ever made. Your mommy makes the best. It's there in front of you, unlimited. Nobody's going to talk to anything. You start to eat and somebody comes, your friend comes and says, sorry, I just came to know that you have failed in your exam miserably. Can you eat? Will that same gulab jamuns are going to? No, right? It's not the item which makes us happy. It is the state of mind which makes us happy or sad. And that is what is important when we chant, when we go into spiritual life, when we understand philosophy, our consciousness starts rising. You have this, what is that big building? Burj Khalifa, right? How many story building?
145.
So when you stand down, how do we look at it? People cannot reach the top, right? It appears so tall building. You take a flight, start going up. What happens to Burj Khalifa? It starts appearing very small. Has the building become small? No. Building is the same. But your point of perspective from where you are doing has changed to a higher perspective. Not only that, when you still go higher, beyond a height, Burj Khalifa will stop existing from your perspective. Right? You cannot see. It becomes dot and then you cannot see it anymore. It is still existing, but your consciousness is so high that it does not exist in your life. Happiness and distress will come in each one of our life. There is no exception. We are neither Atmaram, neither we are mad. Correct? So we will have. But when we chant, when we understand philosophy, when we associate with devotees, with them we get the strength which takes our consciousness so high over a period of time, that these ups and downs will not affect us to that degree what it affects us today. It might still affect us, but slowly, slowly our consciousness is rise higher. And this is what is the next lesson Lord Ram teaches us through his life. In association, by chanting holy name, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
When we get cash from the results of our activities, your consciousness will rise. And when the consciousness will rise, you will be able to pass through this life as a matter of duty. Exactly what Lord Jesus told us. Be in the world, but not of the world. You will have to be in this world. We have to do our duties. There is no exception. You cannot stop cooking tomorrow for your children. You cannot stop earning for your family. You will still have to do it. But when you do it in a matter of service, can you sit here? Are you very tired? So when we will do it as a matter of duty, our swadharma, the strength which we will derive will bring us to that consciousness, that level. We will easily pass through all these things because our mind in all the time is having one faith. Lord is protecting me. Lord will never do anything wrong to me. If I get some disease today, if I get some difficulty today, can I tell myself that this is good happening to me? If I get cut, if I met with an accident, my hand gets cut, can I ever think that maybe achha hi hua rahega mere liye? It's very difficult. How can I tell myself that this is also good? But we all know the story of Birbal and Akbar. So long, right? That Akbar and Birbal. Birbal always had a... He used to tell one thing. Whatever happens, happens for the good. And I'm sure I can see the smiles on people's face. They know the story. Is there anybody who doesn't know? Then I will say. Otherwise, I will just make a conclusion. Everybody knows that even if the king's finger got cut, he was saved from being sacrificed because he had lost his finger. We all know this story, right?
Yes.
So now, the king could not understand when his finger was cut and when Birbal said that whatever happens, happens for the good, he realized later. Same thing is for each one of us. When difficulties come, at that moment, how can this be good to me? It's just a simple reaction for us. How can I meet with an accident that can be good for me? 10 years down the line, we will realize that was also good for me. Something good would have happened. When we retrospectively see our life, whatever has happened in our life, something good has happened through it. If nothing else, we have grown through it. If today what we are, it's because of the difficulties what we face in our life. If everything was smooth, we wouldn't have been doing what we are doing today here. We have to have that faith. And only when the difficulties come, we become strong. You have seen pupas, the butterflies. When the butterflies they come in the form of a worm. You know that? The silkworm.
Yes.
Right? They're called pupa. And they have to really struggle hard to come out of their pupa, from their cocoon, so that they can fly one day. But if their difficult time was shortened by cutting that cocoon, what will be the result?
It cannot fly.
It will never be able to fly. If we are able to fly today, wherever we are today, it's because of the challenges which Lord has given us for our growth. The day we will have this faith in our life, faith in our Lord, whatever He is doing is for our good, we will never ask Lord why. Problem comes when we ask Lord, why you did this to me? Why not to my neighbor? When we get lottery, we never say, why not to my neighbor? Difficulty I have, why not to my neighbor? Why to me? Right? We always ask, why? Why means you are not having enough faith in the Lord. We do not have faith, so we ask why. But what is the question we should be asking to the Lord? How? Never ask why. Ask how. If you have got me in this situation, it must be for my good. Tell me or teach me, how can I still serve you? How can I still remain attached to you? Stop asking question why in life. Ask how life will change. You sometimes slap your children. You tell your children, you are not going to see your iPad today. They come and ask you, why mother you are doing like this? You will say, it's for your good. They might not understand that time. Correct? When they will grow, they will realize that you are doing it for your good. But if they just keep on coming and nagging you, asking why, will it not hurt us? Why my child doesn't understand that I actually love my child? Same thing, they are children of our Supreme Lord. every time he takes challenge for growing us, we ask why? How many times we are going to frustrate Lord? We should ask him how. And see the smile which will come on his face. That these are my children who are having that much of faith. And if we take one step, Lord takes how many steps?
10 steps.
100 steps. How many ever steps? And what is Lord's step size?
2.
In 2 steps he covered?
100 years.
So why can I not take one step? What is the size of my step? Longest jump is not how many meters, right? Correct? If we take that one step, Lord is going to take 10 steps. And his steps are much, much beyond our imaginations. What is holding us to give this one life? Srila Prabhupada told, you all have given enough life to Maya. Give this one life. Give this one life to Krishna. I will take you back to God. Srila Prabhupada said this. We have taken so many trials. Even if this trial fails, what is the loss? Are we not eating, feasting, dancing, singing? What is the loss? There's no loss. Even if we give this life chanting, dancing, feasting, what is the loss? But if it is correct, which is highly likely, we are going to be the winner. Prabhupada said, just in this life, follow 4 regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, and I will take you back to Godhead. What is required is next few years of these 2 things. Can't we give this as a trial, even if we don't have complete blind faith? Just give a trial to Srila Prabhupada's words. Just give this faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. It is not cheap. It is not cheap. There are hundreds and thousands of people moving around in the mall outside your house. Why are you selected to be here today? Is it coincidental? It is not. Chosen, selected, because of his love. Unfortunate are those who are not given this opportunity. But more unfortunate will be those who get this opportunity and still will not take it. This is what is Lord Krishna telling Uddhava in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in 20th chapter. This human form of life is one of the rarest things which is available. A person who does not make use of this human form of life and take shelter of the spiritual master to perfect the life will be the most unfortunate. So I am going to finish my class by reading this one translation of Srila Prabhupada, what Krishna says. Which can award all benefit in life is automatically obtained by the laws of nature, although it is a very rare achievement. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat, having the spiritual master as the captain and instruction of the personality of Godhead as favorable winds, impelling it on its course. Considering all this advantage, a human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered killer of the soul. Everybody got this? In this shloka, 11th canto, 20th chapter, 17th shloka, Krishna is telling Uddhav, this is a part of Uddhav Gita, that Krishna is saying that human body is rare and instruction of spiritual master is still further rare. Right? Out of hundreds of jiva, only some gets the benefit of getting the shelter of spiritual master. And after getting these 2 things, considering all this advantage, a human being who does not utilize his human form life to cross this material existence should be considered as killer of the soul. So let's not take this opportunity cheaply. I have to tell you personally that I am very, very inspired. Whatever I have told all of you is for my own purification. It's not that I am telling all of you. I am telling my own self that even in this country with so much of difficulties, all of you can practice. Why I cannot practice? Thank you for giving this such a lovely inspiration that seeing all of you, it has increased my faith in this movement, my respect for Srila Prabhupada and his followers, that what great gift they are giving in every corner of the world. And united, we will stand as captains and as soldiers in this army of Srila Prabhupada. And one day, we can take over the entire world, giving Krishna consciousness to every single jiva. Thank you very much. Hare
Krishna.
Anybody has any particular question, comment? Any? I'm not sure that we have time for questions.
Just one.
Yes, you have. Anybody has any question or comment? Please feel free to ask. And if anybody has some strong opposition, also please feel free to ask. No question means either everything went inside or everything went above the clean
but it is born inside, very. We can give.
Regarding the material education and the spiritual education, once the child gets big, they have so many activities and so many classes they have for them, where somehow we start to sacrifice the spiritual education and try them to put into the material education more, so that we think that in future this will help them. So how to bring this balance between spiritual and material education, and how to make our child both good in spiritual as well as material platform?
This is a very practical question which many of us face day in and day out. This is one of the commonest crossroads in our life. Correct? Now we know that this is what we want to give it to our children, but at the same time we can never neglect the material or academic education. So practically speaking, I would say that what Madhuri said, that we have to balance. But balance will come when? If you want to balance somebody, first we have to be balanced. If we are balanced, then only we will be able to balance the life of our child. Please know for sure. If we are completely going off the road, more towards materialism, don't expect your child to be balanced. If our mind is going all the time that we know that this is spirituality and this is what I want to do or I need to do, but at this moment I think I will do this later and I am going to lean towards material achievement, but expect that my child should have both balanced education, it will not happen. It will never happen. You can give what you have. So most important is we need to balance our own spiritual and material. We can never be too much materially attached or not irresponsible. Sometimes we feel that, oh, I want to give up everything and I just want to do spirituality.
Yeah.
Ravi Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur was not going for earning. If you know, he was associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was a family man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him once, Srivas, how do you manage your life? I see you all the time doing kirtan. In his house, the night kirtan used to happen, right? Srivas said that, I have so much of faith that whatever I need, my Lord will provide at the clap of my hand. If any day will come when my necessities are not provided, I will drown myself in Ganga. That was the faith of Srivas Thakur. And being a Grihastha, I did not have to go for earning. But are any one of us Srivas here? Do we have that faith? No. So we cannot be impractical. We have to balance. We have to do our duties, whatever is required. And for that, we have to draw a line between needs and wants. What we need, we have to look into. What we want, you have to think. Anytime you think that this is what I'm going to go for, take an honest decision. This is what you need or this is what you want. Needs, and everybody's needs and everybody's wants are going to be different. So we can never take that what other person is doing, I have to do that. You can never imitate. Nobody's thumbprints are same. Everybody has different needs and different wants. We have to be honest with ourselves. Lord is in our heart guiding us. If we are sincere, He will guide us. He will support us. But we have to be sincere. And if we work in such a way that we take care of all the basic needs, which is important, khali pet mein bhajan nahi hone wala. You cannot. That is why anybody Maharashtrian here, Marathi they say, pahila potova nantar vithova. First you have to fill your belly, then you can chant the holy name of the Lord. Right? None of us are Tukaram. Without eating, who could chant the holy name? We are not Tukaram. We have to know our level. We have to act accordingly. But never at the same time give excuse that this is what I think I need for after 10 years of my life. If we cheat, Krishna will cheat us. If we are honest, Krishna will be honest. So the day we will have balance in our life, we will be exactly get that indication or guidance from inside how to balance our children's life. So most of the time we are very worried about our children. We want to give them the best, but we have to balance in our life. Balance. If we are balanced, children will be balanced. If we are not, do not expect them not. Sorry to be very straightforward, but thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Just to add on to that question, generally there is a feeling that spiritual is meant for Nandajis and not for Nandajis. So,
it's completely opposite. Anybody feels like here? I thought it is completely opposite. Spiritual is the one, bhakti is meant for Nandajis.
So let them go for satsang as we will have
and it. And Prabhuji is, excuse me, I'm sorry, this is just the opposite. It is meant for Prabhu's more than Nandajis. Why? First reason is that husband or the male are supposed to be the spiritual master of the wife. If we are spiritually strong, the wife will follow and respect, then you will be able to command respect. The male has been made by the Lord that they have dominant ego over the female. It's a natural, it's nothing bad. I'm not saying it's bad. This is how they are made. It is expected that the wife should be submissive to the husband. But when will they be submissive? If we are spiritually strong. Just now, right? That wife will follow husband and husband has to be strong. Second reason, whatever the husband will do good, the 50% will go to the wife. So husband has to do more. Whatever you will do, half to 50% you have to give. And whatever they do good, they are not going to get anything up either. So if they do bad, then 50% will come. This is a scriptural injunction. So it is more responsible for males. Because we will command respect. Generally in society, we want to demand respect. Respect, demand, and connection. Cannot demand it. When our spirituality is strong, automatically the wife will follow. Even if materially you are not very strong, the wife will have respect. Who is Kapila's, Lord Kapila's mother and father? Devahuti and? Devahuti was the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu. She was a princess. And she was married to Kardama Muni, who was in a forests, did not have even one proper place to stay. But because he was spiritually so strong, she could follow him with respect, with love, with dignity. He had not provided her anything materially, but spirituality will command respect. So it is more important that Prabhus come more, wife can cook in the kitchen, And then attend the program also. No excuses. Prabhupada in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I think 65th shloka, Prabhupada writes one sentence. Everyone has to fly their own plane. Have you heard this? How much ever people will come and do kirtan around us when we are if we have not done bhajan kirtan, we will not be able to remember Krishna. We will have to individually work on our own spiritual life. We have to fly our own planes. So it's good to, as family, we have to help each other, associate and inspire each other. That's important. But we all have to gather our own spiritual credit individually. Cannot rely on others. We have to do and collect for our own. Nahi to pata chala woh chali gayi hum baithe hain. Right? So, Hare Krishna. Thank you all children. I want to really, really, really thank these kids. They're one of the best kids ever in my programs I have seen.